יום 17 בתמוז. בדף, I would like to learn לזכר נשמת רבי מאיר שמואל יעקב בן יצחק מתיסיון. Today's daf is daf lamed vav. We'll start the Mishnah on lamed hey amud beit. Balo etzel paro. Next step is the Kohen Gadol is now prepared after changing his clothing, doing the shmita, and so on. He finished up with the tamid. He's now ready to do his avodas hayom. He comes to the par. This is the par of Aharon. Uparo haya omed bein haulam v'la mizbeach. Now, for some reason, we'll see why, the par was positioned between the actual heichal and the mizbeach. We know that mitzad adin kodesh kodashim has to be shechted in the north, but anywhere in the north would be okay. And here it says specifically, obviously it meant on the northern side, which would be halfway up from the heichal towards the north, but it was facing the heichal between the mizbeach and the heichal. And it was positioned so that its head was to the south. That doesn't mean in the south side, but towards the south. Whereas Panav, its face, was turned to the west, which is a little difficult to do if you've shaped in a line, unless you move the head manually towards the side. It's a good thing it's movable. You really run into problems. And the Gemara is going to discuss why this strange position. The Kohen, on the other hand, has his back now to the Mizbeach. He's standing on the eastern side, facing the Ma'arav. He's facing the opening of the Heichal. He puts his two hands on the head of the par, and he says the vidui. And this is what he would say. Ana Hashem. And it's very strange that we use the word Ana Hashem here. Instead of what we usually either say the Shem Hashem, we put a little hey there. The reason that we write Hashem instead of the Shem Hashem is because he did not say the normal Shem Hashem. He said the Shem HaMefurash. In order to differentiate between that and the other times that we just use a hey for the Shem Hashem, we say specifically Hashem because we can't say that Shem, and therefore we couldn't put in the Shem Hashem here. What exactly that Shem was, most Rishonim learned that that's Hashem Kichtavo. In other words, Yud Kei Vav Kei, would pronounce the way that it's supposed to be pronounced, which is the way the Rambam learns and most of the other Mefarshim. Rabbeinu Hai says that the Shem that was pronounced over there was the Shem of the 42 Otiyot. It was the Shem Ben Mem Beit Otiyot, which Rav Hai says was still known in his time. Al Pi Kabbalah, he says in his Beis HaMedrash, it's known how to say that Shem. And that was the shame of the Mem Beit Otiyot that Kohen Gadol used. So he said, Ana Hashem Aviti Pashati Chatati Lefanecha Ani Oveti. Ana Hashem, he said once again, the Shem Hashem, Kaperna La Avonot Vela Pshaim Vela Chataim She Aviti Vishe Pashati Vishe Chatati Lefanecha Ani Oveti. Now here the Yushtosis brings the Yushalmi, which is the second time he doesn't say Ana Hashem, he says Ana Ba Shem, meaning use that Hanhaga of this particular Shem to be Mechab. The first time he's speaking, addressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilu. Second time he's talking about Hanhaga Hashem that should use this Shem for Kapor. And that's the way we say it in our Tvila, that we're Maskir, we do this in the Shama Parim Sfateinu. And notice that the organization over here is Ivus, Pesha, and Chet. Avon, Pesha, and Chet in that order, which is not the order that we say. We say Chet, Avon, and Pesha. We'll see this in Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, that the Mishnah is expressing the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Kakatuv b'Torat Moshe, ki b'yom hazeh chaper lechem, lechaper, and so on. So here, the full Girsa actually uses the Taheratchem Kikol Chatotechem Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Over here, for some reason, the Girsos that have a Chalem do not have. And in our Nusach HaTfila, we say the Shem Hashem. We don't say Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Despite the fact that the Kohen Gadol, according to almost everyone, it seems clear from the Sugya, it's very difficult, those who say otherwise, but the Sugya says clearly that he's Maskir, the Shema Mufurash, three times in each vidui. The only way it could be three times is if it's Ana Hashem, Ana Ba Hashem, and this the closing of the Pasuk. So the kaper apparently was said by him, lifnei Hashem titaru, was also said with the Shem HaMefurash. Nonetheless, we say the pasuk as it appears, and the reason for that is because it's a pasuk. Because when we're quoting a pasuk, so then of course we say the Shem as it would be pronounced if we were reading the pasuk. But over here we're being masker the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. To be masker the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, we're not speaking to Hashem. We're saying what somebody else said. When we say what somebody else said, why should we say Bichlal? Why should we say the Shem Hashem? Some learn that's why we don't say Hashem. That, I think the other pirush is more kolea to the union. Man shamat leyoma ben olam al mizbeach tzafon. Our first question is, forget about why it's ben olam al mizbeach. Is it kosher ben olam al mizbeach? Because bepashtes ben olam al mizbeach is defined by the tzela hamizbeach tzafona, as the Torah says. Tzela mizbeach would mean that the tzafon side would be any area between the mizbeach on either side and the wall. But once you go past the mizbeach towards the echal, or you're before the mizbeach from the time of the Knisa into the Ezrat Kohanim, into Ezrat Yisrael, you wouldn't have a din at Tzafon, even though it may be on the northern side of the Azara, but it's not al yerach hamizbeach Tzafona. So who is the man d'omer who says that even though you're not literally bein hamizbeach and the wall, that it's still considered to be yerach hamizbeach? It's Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimoni, the Tanya. Ezeu tzafon mikir shemizbeach tzvoni vat kotel azara uchineged kol hamizbeach kulo tzafon divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So the first sheet over here indeed runs against our Mishnah, because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says tzafon is defined only from the northern edge of the mizbeach all the way to the north until it hits the wall around the azara, and that entire area from the eastern side of the mizbeach to the western side of the mizbeach is all tzafon, but not beyond the mizbeach and not before the mizbeach. And that's because the Torah was magdir yerach hamizbeach tzafona. So the word north means only the north, which is yerach hamizbeach. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, is mosif af bein haulam v'lamizbeach. So here we see there isn't a shita who says that even though this may not be al yerach hamizbeach mamash, but it's, since it's right up near the mizbeach, it's also considered to be, you have a nice picture? Mm-hmm. Also considered to be, as long as it's near the Mizbeach, it's considered to be Tzafon, and it's close to the Heichal. Now, Rebbe is most, you have a nice picture?
No. So, that's what, when we say Beit Olam of Mizbeach, do we mean only this narrow area?
No, no, the whole area. The whole area up until the wall as well.
According to everybody?
No. Okay. No, only according to Tzman Yomar. Okay, so all of that Mina Mizrach, they don't show it? Or? Oh, they do show it. Here we go. Yeah, very good. Thank you. That's very nice, actually. I like that. Okay, so picture 74, 75 so far. 74, the Tzafon is in the orange line, just to remind us, Lonishka.
Yeah.
The orange line up until the wall from the edge of the Mizbeah. If we're Mosif Beina Olam Vala Mizbeach, then the northern side, this, by the way, this sugya is going according to Mandi Yomar, that the Mizbeach is Kulay Bidorim. Okay, that's why it has only the area over here, Yerach Mizbeach, to the north.
And not alongside
the Mizbeach itself. So that the Beina Olam Vala Mizbeach. Now the third sheet, which is Rebbe sheet, is that the entire northern side of the Azara is considered to be Tzafon. That would be from the entrance until all the way up to the Heichal itself. Past the Heichal, as we'll see, is not considered to be Tzafon, because then the Mizbeach is invisible. So you can only call it Tzafon if it's Al Yerach Mizbeach in some way. I mean, at least I can see the Yerach Mizbeach. So Rebbe Mosif, Af Mekom Drisat Ragle HaKohanim, Af Mekom Drisat Ragle Yisrael, even the parts which are from the entry into the Ezrat Yisrael, which is all the way on the eastern side, as long as it's the north, as the entire Azara up until the Echal itself, is considered to be the, as long as you can see the Mizbeach, is considered to be the Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona. Haval, min ha-chalifot v'lifnim, once, however, you have the Beit HaChalifot from within that area onwards, mm-hmm. all the way to the end. Why is it called the Beit HaKhalifot? Because they used to have over there the 24 lockers that were built into the wall, which were used by the Kohanim for storing their sakinim for Shemitah. As you know, everybody's got his favorite Shemitah knife. That's all you need to do is try to get a Shemitah to do somebody else's Shemitah knife. And a Shemitah knife is called a chalaf in Aramaic. So it's the chalaf, it's still called today the chalaf. So the Beit HaKhalifot was in that area, and therefore we called it the Beit HaKhalifot. It's actually Arabic, it's not Aramaic, it's Loshon Aravi. And therefore that area onwards is not considered to be the Tzofein, even though it is Tzofein, because it's not Ayar HaMizbeach, so it doesn't satisfy the requirements of Tzofeina.
Right.
Well, that's the part that it says. I mean, I can't be docho what you're saying completely, because obviously the difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, is in terms of the closeness to the Hecha. There's no difference in terms of Ayar HaMizbeach. So what you're saying is true, but it also needs to be Ayar HaMizbeach. So shall we say Lema Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? When you said it's going according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, do you mean Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon and not Rebbe? Says the Gemara, of course I don't mean that. Obviously Rebbe. I'm saying even according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. I mean, Afilo Temi Rebbe, Hashta Rebbe, are the Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Masiva, the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, no Masiva. What did you think? I mean, what, you think Rebbe is saying only from the entranceway till the end of the Mizbeach? And he doesn't agree with Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Obviously, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, which is even closer to the Echal, is for sure good. Rebbe is just saying, even the area which is closer to the entry door, further from the Echal, is also good. Tosa says, what was the Havaminim, and how can anybody think that? Tosa says, because Lamaisa, there is a tzad to say like this. Why do we put it Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach? Because Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach means literally Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach. This isn't explaining why it has to be Badafka Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach. It's telling me Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach is kosher. So therefore, we thought like this. According to Rebbe, there's no excuse whatsoever why we would position it in any particular place. But according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, there is an excuse. Because what we'd like to do, really, is there's no reason we put it Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach literally. But there's no room to put it just between the wall and the Mizbeach, because that area was the area of the Shulchanot and the Amudim. We're not going to have the animal there. So we moved it Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach. But according to Rebbe, we thought, what would be the reason we put it Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach? The Mice of the Gemara now is Docha that. And it's saying that it's going afilo according to Rebbe, at which point we ask now the question, which according to Tosafot we took into consideration earlier. Anan hachika amrina. What we were bothered by was I Rebbe hi nukma b'kula azara. If it's going according to Rebbe, I mean, you've got so much room to be mimed this. Why would you put it Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach? No, and what are you getting at? So according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, why would I put it Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach? Why can't I put it between Mizbeach and the Kotel? So in other words, even though you're telling me, okay, it's not as convenient, there's not as much room according to him as there would be according to Rebbe, it's still not a sufficient explanation as to why we don't put it somewhere in that area. The reason that we put it Bedavka Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach has nothing to do with the Shita. Once you could tell me Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach is kosher, then that's where we're going to put it. The reason that we put it there is because it makes life easier for the Kohen Gadol. He's got to take this dam, go with it to the Heichal. So what should we do? Have it on the other side of the Azara? It's quite large. Have it on the other side of the Azara. Do the Shechita. Have him now walk all the way over there. Well, what for? So we position the par in the first place to do the Shechita, Kabbalah, and now he's ready to go in with the dam into the Heichal because he's fasting. He's been up all night. And there's Chusha, the Kohen Gadol. So according to Rebbe also, even though it might have been kosher in the whole area of the Tzofen of the Azara, nonetheless, Mishum Chusha, the Kohen Gadol, we want to put it Beinu Olam V'Olam Mizbeach. Rosho L'Doram U'Panav L'Ma'arav. Boy, that's quite a trick. Eichem Hashkachas. How does this animal must be a pretty bent over animal, in which case it wouldn't be kosher anyway. How could you have that? Omarav, obviously, Bo came at Rosho. I mean, the Kohen has got to be holding the head, forcing the animal to look towards the Heichal. That's weird. Why do we do that? Venuk me la'adea. I mean, why don't we just, if you want to have it that way, have the animal in a straight line between east and west? Omarabai, Gzeira Shema Yarbitz Glalim. We do not want to insult the Mizbeach having this animal suddenly defecate there in the Azara. So if we have it facing directly east-west, so then that means that it's exposed, its rear end is exposed to the Mizbeach. We have it defecate against the Mizbeach. So like this, we have it facing north-south. We position it so that its anus is not next to the Mizbeach. It's not between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. And now its head is still Betzofen, facing the doorway of the Eichel. That way, we don't have this insulting event occurring. Tana Rabbana, Ketzad Someich, how does one do smicha generally? Azevach Omeid Betzofen, the animal stands, if it's Kodesh HaKodashim, in the north. Upanav L'Ma'arav, when it says Panav L'Ma'arav here, it doesn't mean that it was bent L'Ma'arav, it means in the north, going east to west, of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's not Bein Olam L'Mizbeach. There's no problem here. V'asomech, whoever that Bailam is, Omeid B'Mizrach, Upanav L'Ma'arav, he faces west, standing in the east, Miniach Shtei Adav Ben Shtei Kranot Shel HaZevach, putting his two hands between the two horns of the Zevach, B'Vat Shlo Yei Davar Chotzeitz Bein Olam Ben HaZevach, can't be any Chatzitza for his smicha, Umitvadeh chatat avon chatat, v'alasham avon asham. So he says whatever he's bringing his chatat for, or if he's bringing an asham, he says whatever he's bringing his asham for. And if he's bringing a korban ola, then he would be misvadeh something like leket shikha upeya umaaser ani, divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Now Rashi does not have the girsa maaser ani. What is this based on? The question over here is, why are we mentioning these things? Because we know that it says, there's got to be some kapara that's coming from an ayla. We understand that only those things that the Torah did not provide a kapara elsewhere would we have a kapara for the ayla. Says Rashi, but Maaser Ani basically is mentioned in the Vidui Maaser, Gam Natati V'Levi V'Lager V'Lani, and so on. So that means the Torah already defined a Vidui Maaser for this. So why would we think that the Ola is being brought for this? Tosfos says this doesn't make any sense. The Vidui Maaser is set on what you're doing right, not what you're doing wrong. Over here you're supposed to be saying Avon Maaser. So why would the Avon Maaser be included in, and yes, I did everything right, and I gave it to the Levi, and that's the opposite of what we're talking about. This has immense implications for the concept of Maaser and Kapora Bechlal, which we'll talk about later on when we get to the Yonim of Kapora, later on in the Masechta. But there's a very important Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Do we, in fact, mention Maasrot, or only Leket Shikopea, where it doesn't say anywhere else some type of kapora for those things? We'll see. We're using Leket Shikopea over here not only as Leket Shikopea, but what we're saying is even the Leket Shikopea, besides other ase, and we'll see there's something unique about them that we need to address. So this is Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Akiva, Imer? No. Even Leket Shikopea, those aren't included in a korban olas kapara, because ein olaba ela ala seve alota seshini takla se. The isur of avon leket shikopea is an isur lav. You're not allowed to take your peah, right? So there's a lav on it. There's also a mitzvah la nivel agerta zovato, but there's also lo. On each one of these cases, do not go and complete your sada. Do not be mifa'er your trees and your kara. do not finish up, take your leket, la niva leket hazo. So each one of those do nots is a lav, says Rabbi Akiva. It's not a lav anitik lasein, now is it? We'll see that. Maybe it is. But, and therefore, the ola is not mechabron leket shikho peya. B'maika miflaget, so what then is the machlokas? Omer b'yirmiya b'lav de nevelaka miflaget. What we do here is we take an example as a model of a lav which clearly has an asay mentioned together with it. Can't be any clearer. And nonetheless, the question is it a lav anitik lasay? Because it says the by the lav of nevela, you're not allowed to eat it. You should leave it for the ger asher b'sharech. The problem is, of course, once you've eaten it, you can't give it to the ger asher b'sharech. So this is not a lav anitek lasay in the classical sense of, if you do the lav, here's what there is to do about it. I can't do anything about it now. So I have to interpret the asay, even though the asay is mentioned after the lav loto chalkon nevela, and so on and so forth, the ger asher b'sharech, that what you should have done is given it lagera shibisharecha, not eaten it. That's not a lav anitik lasei. It's just, I'm over on a lav and an asei. So leave your nevela to the ger, don't eat it. That's the machlokas Rabbi Akiva holds. That is a lav. It's the same exact lav as the classic lav of Malkus, which is the lav of lotachsom shor b'disho. Even though by lotachsom shor b'disho it doesn't say an asei afterwards, the asay that's mentioned here afterwards is irrelevant to the lav. And therefore it fits the general category of lav de chasima, and you would get malchus on it, and there's no lav anitik lasay, so why would an ayla be machapran? Rabbi Yosi Aglili Savar, lav ma'al yehu. That no, because the Torah puts an asay with it, that makes it a lav anitik lasay. The asay doesn't have to fix the lav. The asay can even come in place of the lav, give it to a goy. That's a mitzvah. Don't eat it. But once the Torah made it a mitzvah, so now it's already not considered to be similar to lav de chasima. What then would be mechaper on it? The korban teila. Rabbi says, no need to go that far, gentlemen. Tekuli alma lav de nevela lav mal yahavit. Even Rabbi Yosi Aglili would agree that when it comes to nevela, clearly there's no way to understand the asay as addressing the lav. So he would also be moda that the lav of nevela is not included. What it is that they're arguing about is bedafka leka chikulpeya. Because by leka chikulpeya, the Torah writes ta'azov, la'niv la'ger ta'azov. In all of the cases, whatever it is that you're doing, you have to be ta'azov. Is that ta'azov ex post facto? Suppose I went ahead and I was over on taking the pe'ah of my field, and I didn't leave the pe'ah over. Do I now have a mitzvah of giving it to the ani? If I do, then that mitzvah is addressing the yisur that I did. You shouldn't have cut it, okay, but if you did, give it to the ani. That's the machlokes. So, not the lav of nevela. The question is how to understand the Torah's words of ta'azov. Rabbi Akiva sabar ta'azov mikoro mashma. So Rabbi Akiva says the word ta'azov is meant leave it for the oni and don't take the peah. It's not meant to tell me give it to the oni after taking the peah. Whereas Rabbi Yosi Aglili sabar hashta mashma. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds ta'azov means after you took the leket shikho peah, you shouldn't have, but now what to do is go back and give it to the ani. In which case, it's a lav anitak lasei. So in other words, let's take a look at the sugya now with a broader perspective. Everybody understood that certainly there was no intention over here of limiting an oila to leket shikopeya, right? It means we must be using leket shikopeya as some kind of model. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili is saying, well, it's the leket shikhul peah type of thing that it would be mechaper on. Meaning, and I say, and even a lav anitak lasei as leket shikhul peah. Whereas Rabbi Akiva would say, no, no, no. An asei or a lav anitak lasei, not like leket shikhul peah. That's the way that Rashi is learning. Tosfos is very disturbed by this approach for a very simple reason. If the issue is whether we're using Lekat Shikhul Peah as a model, then why the heck did we say that we're arguing about Nevela? What makes Nevela more of a model than Lekat Shikhul Peah? It's crazy. I mean, there's nothing that links the dinim in the Torah. If we're talking about Lav Dechasima, there's something that links the definition of Malkut and Lav to the Lav Dechasima. There's nothing that links any definition to the Lav of Nevela. It doesn't make sense to suddenly turn around and say they're arguing about the Lav of Nevela. Just say they're arguing about the Lav of Lekat Shikhul Peah. Is the meaning of a Lav that has an Asay associated with it, despite the fact that the Asay is meant to come before the Lav, is that a Lav Anitik L'Asay or not, says Tosfos. Therefore, Tosfos said, I disagree with Rashi's whole approach. What we'll have to say is, is that it was understood up front that we're talking about something else besides Lekat Shikhul Peah. Right? So that means Rabbi Akiva understood that even if it would have been a type of thing like Lekat Shikhul Peah appears to be, even though it's not. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva agrees, yes, I agree with you to Lekat Shikhul Peah, but I understand that you're using Lekat Shikhul Peah as a model. And what a strange model. Why would you be using it as a model? I know what you're thinking. What you're thinking is, you'll fool me, I'll agree to Lekat Shikhul Peah. Of course I'll agree to Lekat Shikhul Peah. You know why? I'll agree because over there the Tazov means Tazov after you took it. Yes, that's very nice. But I will not agree with your assumption we can use Lekat Shikhul Peah as a model for even something like Nevela that looks the same as Lekat Shikhul Peah. That I disagree with. Because when it comes to Nevela over there, it is not a Lav Anitik L'Asay, because it cannot be used after you are over the Lav. And that's where we're disagreeing. So Tosfos has a very good explanation. It comes out of very big nafkamina, of course. According to the first teretz in the Gemara, the way Rashi's learning, Rabbi Akiva is arguing about Lekat Shikhul Peah. According to the first teretz of the Gemara, the way Tosfos is learning, Rabbi Akiva is agreeing to Lekat Shikhul Peah. He just doesn't like the way Rabbi Yossi is using it as a model for other things. Because he recognizes there's a reason why you took Lekat Shikhul Peah. And it ain't my reason. Ten Rabbi, getting now to the next part of the Mishnah, which describes the way that the Kohen Gadol is mitvadeh. So the Mishnah says, Ketzad mitvadeh, how exactly does he say the vidui? Aviti pashati vechatat. Why do we say that language? Because if you take a look at the Surah Mishtaleach, it says there, v'itvada alav, look at the order. Et kol avonot b'nei Yisrael, first avon, et kol pishehem, l'chol chatatam. So you see the same order. Avon, pesha, chata'a. Moshe does the same thing. Nose avon, v'fesha, v'chata'a. So we have exactly the same thing. We read this pasuk this very morning. So nose avon, v'fesha, v'chata'a is the same order. So doesn't it make perfectly good sense that the Kohen Gadol uses the order Moshe Rabbeinu used? Divrei Rabbi Meir, v'chachomim omrim. The Chachomim say, well, why don't we think about this? What's the meaning of the word avon? Avon are zidonot. V'cheinu omer, hikaret tikaret ha-nevashahi, avonaba. So obviously, it's something that you did purposefully. You did it because you wanted to do it. Not because you were trying to make a point, but because it was fun. Psha'im elo ha-miradim, Hashem ken pesha, refers to an act of conscious rebellion against God. May not even be fun. V'cheinu omer, so we see in the Torah, we use the word pesha for that concept. Melech Moav Pashabi. Okay, so we're talking about now a rebellion against the Jews over there. Achav wants Yehoshaphat to come fight Moab. So he says the Melech Moav has rebelled against Jewish control. We find the same thing. Az Tifshalivna Be'etahi. In the rebellion of Edom. So that means that we go from Avon to Pesha and Chet. Chet is a Shigaga. Now use your mind. You're coming to be Mizvadat Hashem. Are you going to tell Hashem, first you're Zedonot, then you're Muradim, and then go back to saying, there were some things I did by accident? I mean, a smart way to do it is, you start with the little stuff, you know. Come on, God, we can ignore that little stuff, you know, a few mistakes I made here and there. Once you get him to go along with that, then you can talk about, well, there were actually things I even did on purpose, because I couldn't control myself. The devil made me do it. Once you get that, then you go to, there were times when I was sort of adolescent, you know, and turned against you. Okay. That makes more sense. You don't start with the worst things. So therefore, I say, kach hayamit vada, the correct way to say vidui, is chatati, first the things that were done by accident, then aviti, the things that are done, bemazed for desire, and then pashati, the things that were done as an act of merida. V'chein b'David omer, we see the same thing by David in Tehillim, chatanu im avotenu, he'evinu hirshanu. He does that order, chet, avon, and then the resha. V'chein b'shlomo omer, the same thing when Shlomo was talking about how the Beit HaMikdash is going to be used in the future, and it talks about they're doing tshuva, it says that they will say chatanu ve'evinu rashanu. So now, of course, you're wondering, so why did Moshe say it different? Moshe amar Moshe nosei avon vafesha v'chata'a. Amar Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, b'sha'a sheYisrael chotim lefanecha, v'osim teshuva. So actually, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying it in the order of a lighter. First, he was saying, if they did avonot, because they so desired, even if they did pesha'im, make those things in your eyes the equivalent of a chata'a. It should be in your eyes as if it was shogeg. They don't really know what they're doing. So it's for all intents and purposes, l'chol ha'am bishkaga. They don't really have enough awareness to consider them to be their acts to be so meaningful. And that's what he was saying. Yisrael is chaytev v'fanachan do tshuva. Take their zedonos in the order of avayin v'fesha, lighter, harder, and make them kishka god. Omer Rabba bar Shmuel Amar Rav, alacha kidivrei chachamim. That's how we pasken, and indeed that's the way we say our vidui, despite the fact that some idiotic machzorim still get things wrong after all these years. It's beyond belief. But we pasken like the chachamim. This is outrageous. I mean, think of it. Even a stupid printer can get a machzor right.
After you made it, there's another passage that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ana afakar amal amadel, yes, I see behind the case of over here, maybe also he was trying to say it was all in one like a shaykh.
I'm not sure what your point is there. It says Chata'a Gedolah. It doesn't mention them in order there.
What?
Doesn't mention them in order. Okay, we'll talk afterwards. Pshita. I mean, obviously it's Alokas Kivrik HaKamot. Every time you have Machlokas, Yachid and Rabim, you have to tell me the Alokas like the Rabim. We know it's a standing rule. Yachid v'Rabim, Alokak Rabim. Ah, but this case is different. Because, I mean, look, let's face facts. Moshe said what he said. I mean, you could try to explain it away, but Mistava Taimed of Rabbi Meir. I mean, Rabbi Meir is just following Komezele Christ, following Moshe Rabbeinu. Is that so bad? I mean, you're making a drosha. He really meant Kichat Kishkaga. He didn't really mean it as a Shkaga. So maybe I would pass him like Rabbi Meir. Kamashmalan. Actually, Ahud Nachas Kameda Rabba, V'yavak Rabbi Meir. There was a Shliach Tzibur from here we see, and Rashi brings, that apparently already at that time there was the Minag to say the avoda of Yom Kippurim on Yom Kippur. And there was the Shliach Tzibur in Rabba's yeshiva said the way Rabbi Meir said. And not like Chatas Yavisi Pashati. Omar Lei Shavakta Rabbanon V'Avadatek Rabbi Meir. So Rabba shouted at him. What kind of business is that? You're going like the Yochid and not like the Rabbim. Omar Lei Rabbi Meir severely. Kirikti B'Sefer O'Raita the Moshe. I like Moshe Rabbeinu's version better. So I follow Rabbi Meir's sheet. Tana Rabbana.
He didn't learn Gemara, I understand.
Tanarabana. The next thing that we have, of course, in the Mishnah, that he does the kapora in terms of vidui, and then he does the avodas adam. How do we know that there is a vidui? It says v'kriv aron et parakatat shelo v'chiper ba'do v'ad beito. What does that mean to you? V'kriv brings the carbon, v'chiper he takes the dam and sprinkles it. Now, I mean, is that the pashtas that the kapora is b'dam? We say all over the kapora is b'dam. How do we know that the kapora is b'kaparat dvarim ha'katuv medaber? The Torah is referring to saying vidui. Ata omer b'kaparat dvarim. That's what you claim. O eino ela b'kaparat dvarim. Maybe it means what it always means. It means to sprinkle the blood. Hare ani. Somebody closed the door. He left it open. Hare ani dag. Nemra kan kapara. V'nemra lahalan kapara. The lashon of kapara appears also by the Sa'ir La'azazel. So there it says, Ha'sa'ir asher ala la'vagora la'azazel ya'omad chay lifnei Hashem l'chaper. Now obviously we do not take any dam from the Sa'ir La'azazel. So what over there is the l'chaper? Ma kapara amura b'sa'ir divarim. So just like I understand that the kapara that is said over there by the Sa'ir is a kaparas devorim, af kapara amura bepar, even though the par does have dam, is devorim. Ve'im nafshecha lomar, if you got something to say about that, I have another weapon up my sleeve. Hareyu omer, what are you going to do with the other pasuk about the parakatat asher lo? It says over there, v'ikriv aron et parakatat asher lo, v'chiper ba'ado uba'ad beito, v'shachat et parakatat asher lo. So how could, if he hasn't checked it yet, how is he mechapra with it, if it means dam? So obviously the v'chiper ba'ado va'ad beito is something that is done before even the Shkita, so it can't be referring to dam. What is that something that's done before the Shkita? Kaparat dvarim, which he does by placing his hands on the par and saying the vidui. V'aday lo nishchat par? I understand, but where does it say that? Here's where it says it. My ve'im nafshecha lomar, you know it, but now we're trying to figure it out. Im nafshecha lomar, when you say, and if you have something to say about that, I mean, we know that whenever we make an argument that say, and if you have something to say about that, there's obviously something to say about that. You just don't want to tell us. So what is it? What is the im nafshecha lomar? Maybe the Im Nafshecha Lomar is to say, instead of learning out the word kapara from the Sa'ir La'azazel, we're over there, it cannot mean dam, why don't we use the word kapara from the Sa'ir Anaseh Bifnim, where it also says v'chiper, and over there is kapara v'dam? Oh, on that I will answer you. Hareyu omer, v'chiper, it uses the lashon of chiper, even though adayin lo nishkat par, despite the fact that the par wasn't even shechted yet. So obviously it cannot mean kapara b'dam. Uminayin sheba ana. How do I know that you're supposed to say ana Hashem? Oh, nemra kan kapara, v'nemar b'chorev kapara. At the Maisa Ega, where the lashon is that Moshe Rabbeinu says, ulai achapra ba'at chatatchem. I am going to go up to the mountain, and there perhaps I will be zeicha to be mechaper. And we know that he said it ba'ana, because it's ana chata ama zechata gedola. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu said ana, so too the Kohen Gadol says ana. Uminayin shebashem. How do we know it's supposed to say ana Hashem? Oh, that comes from somewhere else. Nemar kan kapara v'nemra be'egla arufa kapara. Just like by egla arufa, it says kaper le'amcha Yisrael asher padita Hashem, uses the shem Hashem. So too here hafkan b'shem. Therefore, we put together vidui with ana and Hashem. Omer Abaye, Abaye is pointing out, it's a little bit strange, that when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, we put together all of the elements, Kapara Bevidui, with an Ana and with Hashem. And yet, in the actual places that we learn it from, we don't find the combination. So we don't find Moshe Rabbeinu saying Ana Hashem. He just says Ana Chata Amazah Chata Gdola. We don't find by Egla Arufa saying Ana. We just say Kaperna Hashem. Why is that? Now I understand. Okay, Bishle Machorev Megla Arufa Lo Yoliv. Look, I can't learn Har Chorev from Egla Arufa because it's too late. It already happened. Maida Hava Hava, Egla Rufa was said later. So you can say, okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the benefit of that limud at that time. Can't go back in time now and say, Ana Hashem Chata Amazeh Chata Gdola. But why can't we learn Egla Rufa out of Chorev? So Egla Rufa, Telef Me Chorev, why don't we learn it from Chorev and say Ana? V'chite Mahakinami, maybe you'll say, what we do? The fact that the Pasuk doesn't say it is because the Pasuk means for you to learn it out of the mice of Moshe Rabbeinu. So even though only in the Pasuk it says, Kaperli Amcha Yisrael Asher Padita Hashem, actually the Sanhedrin really said, On Hashem Kaperli Amcha Yisrael Asher Padita, because they learned it out of Moshe Rabbeinu Echorev. Maybe that's what you'll say. No. It says, Beferish in Sota, that's that not is what they say. Because it says, HaKohanim Omrim, Kaper Le'amcha Yisrael, No Ana, Ve'ilu Ba'ana Lo Ka'amar. Doesn't say anything about Ana in that place. Why is that, Kash? That is indeed a problem. There's a very nice, or Sameach, which Meshech Chochma explains, that the only time that you would need the Ana is where you have to put yourself into a matzav of begging. Begging. So to beg, you say Ana. Moshe Rabbeinu had previously told the people, I might be able to be Mechaper. In order to avoid any insinuation that it means that he has the power to be Mechaper, he has to say Ana. For the Kohen who's coming to be Mechaper for all of Yisrael, he has to say Ana. Otherwise it looks like the Kohen has some magical power like a priest. You know, we forgive you. No, we don't forgive you. I have no power at all. Please, God, maybe you'll forgive these people. Mashenkin, when it comes to Egla Arufa, there's absolutely no... They're not speaking for anybody else. They're saying the prescribed words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to attain Kapora. So what they're saying is, with this Aveda Kaper Le'am Yisrael, over there there's no connotation that they're doing anything. And because of that, there's no need to make it clear with the Ana. So therefore, he says, that's the explanation for the kasha. Because kasha means it's a problem, but there's a solution. It doesn't take apart our whole limud. V'heino nimacharav baruch shem kivod machuto l'olam va'ed. Tanya Rebbe Omer, ki shem Hashem ekrav u'godel Eloheinu. Amar le Moshe l'Yisrael, b'shasha ani maskir shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shem Hashem ekrav, if I say the shem Hashem, atem havu godel. You have to go and say something such as Baruch Shem Kavod and so on. There was another makor for this. Hananya ben Achi Reb Yoshua Omer, beautiful makor. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Amar lem Navi Yisrael. Bisha'ah she'anim maskir Tzadik Olamim. When I am maskir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Tzadik of the universe, atem tenu bracha. Therefore, you should say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed. Even though I'm not going to be with you for that daf, but you will see on daf Lamed Ches that the question of Zecher Tzadik Livracha, which is introduced here, is actually of fundamental importance in literal Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and that this serves as an introduction to the whole description of Beit Avtidnus, Beit Garmu, and all those in the distinction of the Mishnah between Zecher Tzadik Livracha and between Shem Rishayim Mirkav. And therefore, it's very, really, the sugyas are interrelated. If you really wanted to, we could do the next two daf together. And then
we think that's a good idea. Think
it, okay, we could do that right now.
Oh, I thought.
Are you? Uh-huh. Bolo Eitzel Paro, Uporo Ayao made Ben Olam and Mizbeach Roshella de Roma Panav Lamara, Akoino made Bemizrago Panav Lamara, the Summit Fea Davala Mitva Delecaca Yaomer, Ona Hashem Aviti Pashati Hatati Lafanakani Obeti, Ana Hashem Caperna Lavanot Pshem Hataim Shaviti Pshapashati, Vishatati Lafanakani Obeti, Kakatu Bitorat Moshav, the Yomazeh Pralechem, Nevino Nimakra Borkshim, Makutolum Ved. Man shamed the Yom Ben Olam and Zbeach Tzafon Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimoni the Tanya is there Tzafon Mikish and Zbeach Tzafoni V'ad Kotel Azara Okineged Kala Mizbeach Kolo Tzafon Div Rebbe Yezer Rebbe Yehuda Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon Mosif Af Pin Haolam Vala Mizbeach Rebbe Mosif Af Makom Drisat Ragle Akohanim V'af Makom Drisat Ragle Yisrael Aval Min HaKhalifot V'lifni Makol Modim Shapos Leima Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimoni V'lo Rebbe Afilo Temer Rebbe What? Ash the Rebbe Ad Rebbe Yezer Rebbe Namaisim Ad Rebbe Lezer Rebbe No, none of the coming. E Rebbe, he nuked me Bekulay Azora, Elamai, Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, so then nuked me Benemizbear, Vlakotel, even according to him, Elamai, Laklamim, Mishum Kosher the Coin Gardel, so then the Rebbe Nami, Mishum Kosher the Coin Gardel. Roshel Adorno, part of the Mar of Hechemish Kachas, Amarabokim, it was so obviously. Venukme Ladia, Amarabaye, Gezer Shamir Bitsklalim. Rabbi Akiva Sarva Lav Malya, Rabbi Yezeglis Sarva Lav Lav Malya. Abai Omer, could be everybody agrees Lav Nevela is not a Lav Malya. Hocha Betazov Kamiflege. Rabbi Akiva Sarva Tazov Mikor, Amash Rezeglis Sarva Hashta Mashma. Tun Rabbanan, Ketzad Mitvade, Aviti Pashati Vechatati, Vechen Besar Mishtalechwa Mishvadah, Levet Kol Avonot Bnei Sot, Kol Pishem Lekol Katutan, Vechen Bumosha Omer Nasei Avon Vefesha Vechata'a, Dir Rabbi Meir. Chachamim Omer, no, it doesn't make any sense. Avonot Elo Azdonot, Vechen Omer Yikaret, Yikaret, Hanefesh Yavona Ba. Kshaim Elo Amiradim, Vechen Omer Melech Moach Pashabi, Vechen Omer Az Tif Shalim Nabe Etayi. The Kol Katotan refers to Shigogot, Vechen Omer Nefesh Kitekta Beshkaga. Umiachishit Vadel Azdonot Vel Amiradim. So now all of a sudden he's going to go back and mitvadel shkagot? And the kacha ya mitvadel. Chatati ve'aviti u'pashati ufanecha ni u'beti. V'chein be'davidu omer, chatanu im avotenu, hevinu yishanu. V'chein be'shlomo omer, chatanu also ve'vinu yishanu. V'chein be'daniel omer, chatanu ve'vinu yishanu. Elomal sh'omar Moshe nosei avon v'feshe v'chata. אמר משה לבני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם בשעה שישרו חוטאים לפניך ועושים תשובה עשה להם זדונות כשגגות אומר רבא בר שמואל אומר רבא הלכי כדברי חכמים פשיטא יוכל רבא הלכי רבי מה עוד אתם המסתבר תימא דרבי מאיר דכבשיה לקרוא דמישה כמשמלן הוא דנות הסכמי דרבא ויובד כרבי מאיר אמר לי וואט שבקת כרבנו ועבדת כרבי מאיר אמר לי כרבי מאיר סביר לי כרכתיב בספר הוריית למשה תנו רבנו וחיפר בכפרת דברים הכתוב מדבר. אתה אומר בכפרת דברים, או אינו אלו כפרת דמים. הרי אני דן, נאמרה כאן כפרה, ונאמרה להלן ברצור משתלח כפרה. מה כפרה אמור בשעיר, has to be כפרת דברים, there's no דם, אף כפרה אמורה בפר דברים. ואם נפשך לומר, הרי הוא אומר, והקריב אהרון את פר החטאת שלו, וחיפר בעדו ועד ביתו, and then it goes to say, ושחט את פר החטאת שלו. עדיין לא נשקט הפר? מה אם נפשך לומר? וכי תימן הלך בישראל הנעשה בפנים שכפרתו בדמים. Why should we learn it out of the Tzar המשתלח? הרי הוא אומר וכיפר ועדיין לא נשחט הפר. ובידיין שבאנה, נאמר כאן כפרה ונאמר לאלן בחורף כפרה. מה לאלן באנה? אף כאן באנה. ומידיין שבשם, נאמר כאן כפרה ונאמר בגלה רופה כפרה. מה לאלן בשם? אף כאן בשם. אומר רבי אבישלם, החורב מעגלה רופה לא יולף, אוקיי, it's too late. אלא עגלה רופה, תלף מחורב. וכי תימא הכי נעמי, ועתנן in the Mishnah, the Kohanim actually say the Lashon and Posse, כפר לעמך ישראל, without honor. ואילו בנה לא כאמרי, קשה. ואין עוני מאחריו, תניה, רבי אומר, כי שם השם יקרא עבור גודל אלוקינו, איזה מקור. אמר להם משה לישראל, בשעה שאני מזכיר שמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, אתם אהבו גודל. חנניה בן אחי רבי יהושע אומר, זכר צדיק לברכה, אמר להם נביא לישראל, בשעה שאני מזכיר צדיק עולמים, אתם תנו ברכה.